Hi, friends. I'm Chandra Sanchez.
And I'm Misha Lazera.
And you're listening to Band Wives. Misha.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing much better than last week when we put our episode on hold, both for spring cleaning and spring vomiting.
I know. And isn't it funny that this week I got the bug? What is going on in the world?
But she's here.
I'm here.
She's looking beautiful and energetic.
I love how our podcast is also subtitled Moms Got Sick.
Honestly, I was thinking we should just do like a really quick note every time on like the health status. Have we heard of any bugs going around? Because it's happening anyway.
We had to reschedule. I have a writer's group with two other of my friends here, writer friends. And we had to reschedule last week because one of the moms got a stomach bug. And then we had to reschedule this week because I had the stomach bug.
Yeah, it's hard to like do mom things when you're momming.
Yeah, so I just need to let everyone know yesterday I was at 50, the day before I was at zero, half alive, and today I'm at like 90, so I'm getting better.
This is great. And we didn't have a diarrhea plane turnaround last weekend that I thought we were going to have, so I think everybody's winning. Everything's coming up band-wise.
Yes, we're wishing you all good health.
Happy, and healthy March.
Yeah, let's clean our... Now I really need to clean my house because... Oof.
So we want to talk about cleaning because spring is upon us. Flipping the house upside down. These are all things that we need to do in March to feel sane. And Mish, I know you've been like doing some intense cleaning over there. Let's discuss.
I have gathered a lot of good advice from my mom and my sister. Plus, I put the question out on Instagram and got a lot of insightful and some strange advice. And so we'll start with timing because I felt like this was a useful thing. Because for me, what I want to preface this whole thing with is that I'm not anti-cleaning because our house is really clean and I like, obviously, to live in a clean house. But I feel like the moment it distracts you or pulls you away from your creative work, which is what my work is, or your joy or like going out and having fun or whatever, then it's getting in the way of your life. But I feel the other side of that is the moment that cleaning like is such a background thing that the mess or the clutter or the dirt gets in the way of your life, then it also becomes a problem. So for me, cleaning is like a very, you have to stay balanced.
That's very true. You know, I like to think that if you do a little bit every day, like let's say you're doing 30, 45 an hour, of just like maintenance stuff.
That's a little for you.
Is that a lot?
That's so much.
That's what I was about to get into, is that my problem is stopping. I will start and being like, oh, you know, there's some like incense dust on the windowsill. I'm going to get a rag and wipe it off. And then three hours later, the windows are off of their hinges and I'm like scrubbing the baseboard. Like it's a problem. So I'm hoping that I can take away maybe the opposite.
Okay. It's in balance.
It's a balance.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. When you said 30 a day, I was like, oh, and then you moved to an hour and I was like, whoa, whoa.
I was like 30. I was like a load of laundry.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. So, all right. So we'll start. This is the advice that we got about timing your cleaning. So one person, I felt like this was really good advice because this is our problem, is after Christmas, when all this new stuff comes into the house potentially, then it feels really cluttered. And so that's when they start their cleaning and purging and organizing. Another person said start in the summer when the schedule's like more airy and off kilter and you just feel like kind of a little more free with your time. And then someone else said, don't worry if you start in spring and it takes until summer to get it done, as long as it's getting done and you're not feeling stressed. So some options.
Well, I start like purging after I get the Christmas tree out. And then it's like the beginning of trying to figure out where things go. So I would say, yeah, maybe December.
Yeah.
December to June is like the purge.
Then you gather.
I mean, we're like a very free family in the summers. I think you guys are too. Like you're traveling all the time. Yeah. You're at the beach. Like, you know, I'm tracking sand through the house. We're having people over and barbecuing. It's just a stream of fun and people. So I try not to stress too much. It's also hot as hell.
Yeah.
And I hate cleaning when it's hot.
Yeah. The heat is, I get very grumpy in the summer. It's not my season.
Yeah. Rather be sloth-like in the summer indoors. Yeah.
And just make the most of it as much as you can. Yeah. It makes the Christmas thing does make sense to me. So I'm going to keep that in mind. Even a little before, if you can, with the kids stuff, if you get a chance in December to like go through and get a bag out of the kids' room, stuff they don't use, stuff they don't want. And then when you'll already have the space.
Yeah. I think that's great. It's also a great time to donate, you know, a lot of toys and things like that. Kids' clothes, coats, that might be useful to somebody. I know here there's a lot of places that you can just kind of drop things off, or I'll put things outside in front of the house. Take me, you know.
That's a big thing here too. Yeah.
You guys do like the Buy Nothing groups?
I haven't heard of that.
So they'll do these like Facebook groups. They'll say these five blocks, this is your group. And these five blocks, this is your group. And it's like a swap essentially. So you can write your neighbors and say, you know, I have three, you know, size six coats if anybody wants them. And then they'll be like, I have a granola bar. And you're like, oh, okay. It's very random. But it's kind of amazing because you can also ask for things before you buy them. You know, I need a cake pan that I'm going to use one time. Can I borrow it? So those kinds of groups are awesome for like purging.
Love that. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, I drop off all my clothes to various kids' clothes to various friends because they have the younger. So that helps so much. I'm just like, dropped it on your porch. Not my problem.
Do you ever do those meetups with like friends where everybody brings their giveaways? I've never done one. We always talk about it.
It's so fun. We do it all. I call it a clothing swap. We do it all the time. But then it gets to the point where it's so funny because we're like, no, we don't want anyone else's clothes. So I wasn't there the last time, but they just went and were outside of my friend's coffee shop, then like selling them off for a dollar or whatever, you know, and then they took the dollars that they got and got drinks across the street.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
I love that. All right. Well, these are all good ways and good things to do with your purged items.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So next, this is, I assume, like order, how to.
I don't know. I don't think like cleaners do. So take it with us. So
some suggestions from our listeners about like where to start and the order in which to proceed. Somebody says, go from one room at a time, get everything done in that room, start with the corners, clean the carpets, wash the soft furniture with equal parts peroxide, water, and a drop of lavender oil. Ooh, specifically the mattress. Do you wash your mattress?
No, I'm shaking my head no in disgust at myself. I don't know.
I have a cover on my mattress. So do you still need to wash the mattress? Questions.
Next time we're going to get a professional cleaner for this episode. No,
that's what we need.
Yeah. I don't do that. And someone else said you should vacuum your mattress.
I have heard that.
Yeah. But I don't do that.
I just have a problem with like putting something that goes on my floor, like on my bed.
Yeah.
I don't really want like my vacuum on the place where I put my body.
No. And I am allergic to dust and dust mites, but I don't want to stir it up. I think that's part of the issue. Like asbestos. I don't want to stir it up.
I feel like if you have a nice mattress protector, throw it in the wash. That feels just as good to me, but I could be wrong. I'm not a professional.
But I mean, I love lavender oil. Peroxide seems rather harmless. So I don't know.
Yeah.
What is it going to clean though? Is that going to kill dust or dust mites or germs or?
Well, I guess the peroxide will like whiten it, pull some stains out. I don't know.
True. Yeah.
And then the last thing is deep clean the stuff that doesn't normally get done in that room, which makes perfect sense. I feel like for me this time of year, the windows are the big one. We talked about this. Like,
oh yeah, I forgot to write that down because I have never once cleaned my windows. Sound like such a sloth.
Well, something about looking through like a squeaky clean, fresh, bright window. And like,
do you guys not have screens there?
We do have screens.
Okay, so how do you deal with that?
You just have to take them off.
Oh,
you're out.
My gosh.
They're pretty easy. These are the ones that just have the like two two little, like, you know, bolty things that you slide in. They're easy. I mean, I guess it depends on how easy your windows are.
Okay.
Clean. Well, you can outsource it.
Yeah, I like this idea. We have a big set of windows behind our couch that let, you know, that, and so maybe I'll start there. I'll just see how the screens operate. I like the idea a lot. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of pollen here. So
also the window sills, because they get so dusty and so polleny that if you open your windows, then it just like throws dirt back in. Mm-hmm. So recommend that. Don't use the vacuum you use on your mattress.
No. Yeah. Okay. So someone else said, instead of going room to room, they have the opposite approach. And they said, like, I think it's Marie Kondo's method, where it's like you get everything from one category, like all the stuffed animals in the house, every single one, or all the books, whatever, each individual person's entire wardrobe, that sort of thing. And then you go through it. And then as you're going through it, you're getting rid of what you don't want. You're making sure what you do have is like clean, and then you can reorganize it as you put it back.
That's my pick.
Okay.
My ADHD will not allow me to finish everything in one room. It's just not going to happen.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. You have to like get out the carpet cleaner and then just put it away. You know, like I want to get the appliances one time.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know that I've ever pulled everything out and done a pile like that. I think I would probably more like get this room looking clean, but I obviously am a amateur here. So
no, you just have three children also. Yeah. Like, let's be real about pulling the stuffed animals.
That's what I need to do though. It's a problem.
I'm sure every parent listening to this is like, why do we keep, they grow. They breed with each other in the closet. Yeah. Yes. These stuffed animals, damn it. I don't even know how my kid like finds himself in the bed. I don't know how he finds anything, his sheet, his blanket, because there's 1400 just shoved into the tent up there.
The problem is they're cute and soft. I know.
And Easter's coming, and you know more stuffed animals are coming along with it.
And Sylvie just had her birthday, and it was a squishmallow fest.
Oh my God.
Yeah, for sure.
The seasonal ones are the worst too, because you're like, I don't want this giant Santa reindeer squishmallow on the bed in July. Fuck, but you can't stop buying them because they're so cute. Have you seen the Costco ones right now that are like the size of a human?
I love those types. I'd rather have the, Sylvie has like, we have a giant bear and we have a giant Pegasus, unicorn, whatever. And those are like, I'd rather have like four of those and like 10 other cute ones. But instead we have like every shape and size.
Yep.
Thousands.
And then the little ones, they win at like the carnival and you.
Just garbage.
I know.
We need less. The world needs less mini stuffed animals.
Mini things in general. Like the little plastic tchotchkes.
Oh my gosh. Adam loves little things. And they are just not for me.
Like all the little like blind box action figures and things. It's like, they're so cute. Where do you put them?
I put them all in a little basket, a wicker basket. And then they're just blah. Like no one cares. Yeah.
No, they're fun for 8 seconds. It's like a slot machine for children.
Yes. And a waste for the world.
Yep. Well, I'm glad we agreed on this with the listener.
One thing so far.
Okay. Someone said to get all new clothes.
Did you see that?
We took that as meaning purge and let go of what you don't want, but
maybe not.
Maybe you're just like sick of your own shit.
I don't know. It seemed like, I like the idea of just like getting rid of everything and going. We have a great thrift store here called Value Village, which I love, and just going and getting new clothes. But yep. I don't know if that means like ignore your closet full of clothes and just get all new ones. That wasn't quite clear.
I think maybe just swap it out, like get rid of everything and just get new things.
Sounds great.
My thing is I love getting new things. I don't like getting rid of all my clothes.
No, absolutely not.
Because what if you needed this one obscure item and you're looking for it and you don't know what happened? Do you ever like have dreams where you're like, oh, remember that dress that I loved in the year 1985? Whatever happened to that? At what point did it just disappear?
I'm missing a shirt and I'm really sad about it and I can't find it anywhere.
I'm telling you, there are those items that stay with you.
I know.
But not physically, apparently.
Where did it go? It's a mystery.
I think about how many of my favorite items are like shoved under hotel room beds in Des Moines.
That's what I'm afraid of. Mm-hmm. It was like a Reformation t-shirt, which they don't come cheap.
No, no. That's the worst when it's something you like splurged on.
Yeah, it's sad.
Tell us what your sister said.
Okay. This is to do with all new stuff or not getting new stuff. My sister said, this was her cleaning advice, besides outsourcing. Her other thing was, don't be codependent with your stuff. Your stuff doesn't have feelings. Stop with the emotional connection and just get rid of it if you don't want it or don't need it or don't like it.
Yeah. Well, what if your stuff does have feelings?
That's the question. We don't know, actually. It could. We don't understand physics that well.
Hold on. I'm pausing this for 1 second. I just want to make sure this is not his school. Hey, guys, that was Terminix.
Okay.
It was very urgent. He called 5 times in a row, and I was like, oh, no. I just want to make sure this. I mean, ants are.
We have an ant problem right now, too.
That time of year.
Yeah.
That's another good thing. I think if you're going to be cleaning and purging, do like the yearly maintenance shit that you don't want to do. The exterminator, clean your chimneys, get the dryer vent vacuumed, like whatever you need to do. I think it's a good time to schedule it and get it done and out of your life.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I have been forgetting to call while I was sick, but I need to call the Terminix people or whatever, because we have an ant problem all of a sudden. Just like that flip switched and they came alive.
Every spring.
Yeah. But also, I lost my train of thought. I don't know. I was distracted by the waves of sickness texts that I'm getting. But you know what else? That's what it was. I really need to, like, we have quartz countertops and I really need to get them sealed. And I've never done that since we've lived in this house.
Okay. Yeah, that's one of those like to do's.
Yep. Yep. All that adult stuff.
I didn't know till like 5 years ago that you have to get your vents cleaned in the dryer.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if Adam does that.
Surprise.
Ask him. Okay. All right. So, this was another good one that I have to do, is go through the pantry and throw away all the expired items and spices. Because I know I've got some 2020 stuff that I was feeling really, like, you know, inspirational during the pandemic, aspirational. I was going to do my own refried beans from hard beans, and they're still in there. That kind of thing.
Yeah, this is a big one. I have a problem because I buy the spices and then I immediately put them into fancy jars that do not have an expiration date on them.
Ooh.
So I feel that maybe I just throw everything away and start fresh.
Yeah. What do you think they last, like 2 years? Is that average?
I mean, some of them I've gone through a lot, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
More than others. Yeah. But yeah, probably. Now I'm going to do a goog.
Yeah. Average spice life.
I feel like I'm going to get so many results I wasn't looking for.
Don't Google that. Don't Google that. All right. And then another one of my friends, a mom, said that she gets so fixated on the little stuff that no one notices, like deep cleaning the coffee maker, and then just lets the big stuff go.
Yes. I feel that so much in my heart. And then you're upset when people come over and they don't comment on the sparkling clean coffee maker.
Like, I ran vinegar through the pipes. It is making the purest coffee you can imagine.
Yeah. Or organizing the coat closet or all the things that nobody sees.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a control thing, right? Where you're like, life is spiraling out of control all the time. And you just find one thing that you can do the very best at.
So true. We need that.
I don't know. Now I feel like I'm looking around my office like, oh, these curtains. Got to clean the curtains, like vacuum them. I mean, I don't know. They look dusty. Everything's dusty, Misha.
I know. And I have continual allergies because of it.
Well, listen, this last comment from 4 different people might be of value to you right now, because you don't feel good. You have allergies. Everything's covered in dust. Outsource to a professional was our number one response.
It was.
Hire somebody.
It's their job.
It's their job. And shockingly, the things that seem overwhelming to you are not overwhelming to professionals.
I remember once my sister-in-law was mentioning that one of her like entrepreneurial dreams or ideas was starting her own cleaning company. And I was just like, you know, there are people who love to do it, people who can do it peacefully. And because sometimes there's some issues with, I feel guilty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm one of those people that really enjoys cleaning. Yeah. I hate outsourcing it even, because I'm like, like it. And I find it therapeutic. Mm-hmm. And I know where I want my things to go. And I want someone to be like a deep cleaner and also like a stager, you know, at the same time, which isn't going to happen. I know you're like vomiting.
Oh, it sounds like torture. I don't know why.
I think it's just seeing like something in real time change.
Proof. Yeah. Definitely feels good. And I totally agree. I absolutely could not live in a dirty house or because it feels good. It feels better. So I think there's the balance of like just doing enough to make sure it's clean enough for you. Don't let it get in the way of what you have, of what your important work is or your relationships or all that, but don't also let it, the mess get in the way of healthy living.
Yes. And that is,
yeah,
that is our spring cleaning.
That's our spring cleaning. Well, one other person mentioned the Instagram account, Go Clean Go Co. It's hard to say. Go Clean Go Company. And it's like a fun Instagram cleaning, like, spokesperson. And then there's another, there's like the, they're called the Home Edit, and they do cleaning and reorganizing. And one of my friends mentioned there's like this rainbow method where all the mm-hmm. books and everything's by like the Roy G. Biv. And I was kind of, I did that with my books. They have a show on Netflix. I'm losing myself here. So we made it through the cleaning episode, and I do feel inspired a little.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm going to go watch some like vacuuming videos on Instagram.
Isn't it amazing how different people are? It takes all kinds.
It does. Well, I hope you feel good enough to get your 30 minutes in. And we will talk soon. We have a really exciting guest next week. Lots of fun on the horizon.
Bye.